There are songs that capture a moment in our lives perfectly, reflecting what we may be feeling, wrestling with, or starting to discern, and become part of the soundtrack of our lives, the earworms that stay with us even in the silence of the wilderness, even in those times where we are looking for answers, not getting any guidance on how to react and how to share what we might be facing. These are the times when God is calling us to deconstruct what we thought we knew versus the truths we hold on to. The historical family truths that are no longer prudent, and we're being called to dig into the truths of the faith we continually build inside us. This week, we are at a pivot point on our journey. When the tangents in our lives have multiplied, the variances are being thrown in from the culture we live within, the life's hiccups, the dead ends, new beginnings, and plot twists we weren't expecting to go through. Pulling ourselves back into a headspace to discern where we're being called on our journey, taking deep breaths as God has placed us in this time of calm and worshipful space. For a moment, leaving the harsh realities we have faced in our present life and hearing what God might be trying to say to us today. James is presenting his third theme in the letter for further digging, unraveling the parts about riches and poverty facing those within the faith community he is writing to, revealing to them being a Christian is more than the words we speak. Being a Christian is having a deep change within ourselves to be manifested in our actions and our behaviors, encouraging us to find balance when faced with circumstances where our love of God needs to be reflected in our love for all beings who are created in God's image. Knowing that for some it'll be a struggle to move the words God speaks through the prophets, through Christ and the Holy Spirit into action, either out of fear of making the wrong choice when reacting to two different situations or discriminating because of those who are either unfamiliar or their appearance makes us uncomfortable, or being called to work with those facing oppression, whether it is because of their views, life situations, or the realities they face, which can be different from our own. As beloved children of God, we are called to show mercy to others like God has shown mercy to us. It is understanding that just because we might not be persecuted currently, it does not mean we will not face harassment as we shape our lives to align with God's law of love, which challenges us and uncovers our eyes and hearts to see others as belovedly made. Looking back to James, he is pointing back to godly wisdom that has been given to us, calling us to pull back and look at the heart of this idea of God's law of love, challenging us to look beyond our ingrained ability to discriminate against others who don't look like us, then imploring us to deconstruct those lenses of how we view others that were built either by society, family, or cultural identities. Exploring Lutheran theology, he points to closely following the truths of God that the Spirit continues to reveal within us and write upon our hearts, challenging us to have shrewdness when it comes to what the world would have us believe, imploring us to love our neighbor even when we won't always get it right, and praying for God's mercy, grace, and love given freely to us all. Both are encouraging us to the ongoing movement that is taking place within us, to be vulnerable as the Spirit lives and breathes within us, inviting God to open our eyes and our hearts to action. As we become fully aware and comprehending the nature of God's love for us, it equips us to show God's love for others through our actions. God's love for us, through both the lenses of our faith in God and through the lens of being Lutheran, calls us to pay attention to the needs of others. We're being called to live out God's will for us, especially when it opposes what and how culture and the world would have us to act towards others. To be Lutheran means we are to carefully discern and filter what the world tells us and what Christ tells us. It is being open to being called out to reflect and live God's love for all who are created in God's image, which the world tries to make us uncomfortable to do by casting judgment, anger, and retaliation to those showing love. When we see a lack of God's love around us, we're being called to put God's love into action, carefully discerning where we belong in all of this, asking ourselves if we're being reflective of God towards one another and within the church. We're being called to be reflective of the Greek word ekklesia, which means a sense of belonging, to encourage and invite others to participate in our gatherings, in our relationship within the community here and wide, knowing there is a risk when we are being vulnerable, a risk for coming as you are. However, we are called to remember that we have been created to be in and to thrive in community. God has planted us within. Ecclesia, the sense of belong, to call each other siblings, friends, mothers, fathers, aunts, either by blood or by choice, imploring us that life is a communal experience. We won't always feel as though we are wandering alone in this wilderness in the time of wrestling or the pivot points. The deconstruction of the unhelpful truths that are holding us back from experiencing healing and spiritual growth do have a light shining for us to see. The work is necessary, it is hard, and it may make us uncomfortable when facing false narratives we've been told throughout our lives as they're being revealed in how God sees us and sees the world in which we live. To close, we hear from Sarah Bessie, who says, "Most of all, it's okay. You can release the deep breath you're holding, and you don't need to be afraid of getting it wrong. You're a part of a vast company out here in the wilderness, a whole expanse of people. You'll find your spot, and you'll be someone else's harbor." I say, you're becoming exactly who God wants you to be. Keep moving forward on this journey and see what the Spirit is revealing to you. Amen.